want to be faithful to those who just turned the internet and let them know that it is 6 o'clock in California with a new time. I don't know what time is in your state. And praise the Lord, we're going to start tonight with a different number, number 212. Nothing but the blood. As following through the morning sermon, number 212. What a preciousness to sing about the precious blood of Christ. 212. It is 5 o'clock. Very sorry. The American clock do not change. This was a gift given to me. Guaranteed they will change and did not change. It's made in America. That is the only clock, the only piece here made in America. Look at what happened. We have to go to China. Okay. All right. 212. All right, please. Yes, yes, nothing but the blood, as we studied this morning. Thank you that you provide all the way a justification for man, not in what we do, not in what we can provide, but what you did. Thank you, Father, that in the offerings of the Old Testament, the blood was there as a symbol of that blood of the Lamb of God, who, as we read this morning, we have an altar, and that altar is the Lord Jesus. Thank you. And now, Lord, we're going to enjoy singing praises to you. We are thankful to see Brother Fred Mills here tonight after this very overwhelming task as a police officer in the city of San Jose, and we pray for his well-being, and we pray for his life and the life of his family. Lord, it's so precious to us to have the family with us. And then, Lord, how precious it is that we have people who stay and to learn about this wonderful chapter 25 of the book of Isaiah, which is a summary of what you're going to do with the entire world. Help us to praise your name and to learn from you. In Jesus we pray, amen. All right, you have the right to tell me what song you like to sing. If you're in the internet, you do as well. All right, and BBCMH 95 or 35, Yahoo will give you the right to be in the control room. So let us know. Brother Chris. 236. That's talking about amazing grace. So you think you are saved by grace. All right, all right. Now I'm checking it. One and last.
I want
2:55. All right, Candace, you're traditional.
We don't know this one, just to sing a song, right?
Yeah. 2:55. All right. Here we are. Comes to your heart. Yes, Myrna.
2:24, I know whom I have believed.
Are you sure? All right. 2:24. Oh, yeah. All right. Praise the Lord. You know, there are some people who teach that there you cannot know if you are saved or not, or if you have to be saved each time you sin. I mean, every second of your life. It's just unbelievable. And Paul say that, I know whom I have believed. And the word is a word that indicates that you have complete peace and knowledge and tranquility. The same word that a Greek person would use when say 2 + 2 = 4. And then you say, I know. In Greek, Okay, the same way, the same word is used here. I know whom I have believed. All right, 224. Spirit, and God will give you a new body. Praise God. Very good. All right. Another son that you have. Yes, Camille. 483. All right. We turn it to here. 483. Oh, how I love Jesus. 483. Darlene?
473.
473. Just stand down. Heavens came down.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful day, the day of the Lord.
Okay, let's get it together, number three. Yeah, sorry. Was absolutely full. I sent bulletins to people who missed the service. I only had four left. It's amazing how wonderful was the presence of many visitors. One visitor even asked for a book, for a hymn book, because I want to play it at home. I don't know if the churches that play this. And so, yeah, these are real songs, is what I call it. Brother Kim. A mighty fortress is our God. Is
36.
No, 36. No, 36. Okay, 36. All right. A mighty fortress is our God. All right. Our good friend Martin Luther have written this in the castle of Gutenberg when he wrote the thesis to the Roman Catholic Church about the scripture against their behavior. And then he hid himself in the castle. And they accused him that he ran with a nun, you know, had to do this. He ran from the convent with a nun. He married the nun. And they said, well, he wanted to get married. That's why he did what he did. But actually, he went down and nailed down the thesis and went into the castle again and translate what is known as the Luther German Bible. It's available today, a classic German mixed with Latin and so on. But it's the people of Germany knew the scripture. When you talk about those years in the 1600s, and today the Germany deny the Lord Jesus Christ openly, and Holland and Switzerland and all this, you're going to see then Isaiah 25, which are the seven steps how God's going to destroy the wall and establish his kingdom. And one of these is that the word of God will disappear. But let's enjoy a mighty fortress is our God.
Thank you.
through. One more, and then we look into two more, Señor John, and then Deborah.
423.
All right, 423. You pray in your home for the visitors. They have, some of them have to switch churches to come here, and it's very devastating when you know that your own church is failing into this, and it's a drama. And I agree with that. And we need to pray for their peace of heart. If they come here, that they will join us in full harmony with our church, knowing that the scripture is leading them. I see a lot of people that I talk briefly, and they share with me the drama of their life, either the wife or the husband. And we need to pray for them. We want people who are at peace and come here and find in the Word of God a recovery in their life and in the credentials of our church, our clean life and our clean walk, to show them. One man told me today, he said, well, I like a church where the pastor is an old man. But in one sense, true. There is a stability when a man is all right? He's not looking for any glory or anything. He's just an old man. All right. Now, 423, we have a story to tell. All right, certainly. It is well with my soul. 256. Brother Vitola in heaven now, he's happy that we sing this. That was Brother Vitola's son. That was a man who read the Bible before our brother Plika, Brother Vitola.
Well,
you so much for your labor of love and during the whole day here at Bethel. We thank you, and we double your salary even today. All right. That is good.